which neither framing minister I can deny formal light restore should I have been. But once put out thy mind, thou comingst to better of excelling nature. I know not where is that Comethian heat that can thy light win. When I have plucked a rose, I cannot give it vital. It was mere self-fate. I must weep. These are cruel tears. This sorrow's heavenly. It strikes when it does not. She wakes. I left an honor. Have you prayed tonight, Desdemona? Did you bethink yourself of any crime unreconciled as yet to heaven and grace? Solicit for it straight.
What do you mean by that?
Well, do it and be brief. I will walk by. I would not kill thy unprepared spirit. No, heaven forfend, I would not kill thy soul.
Look, you are killing?
Aye, I do. Amen with all my heart.
If you say so, I hope you will not kill me. And yet I fear. For you are fatal then when your eyes grow so. Why I should fear, I know not. Since gladness, I know not. But yet I fear.
Think on thy sins.
They are loves I bear to
you. For that thou diest.
Deaths are natural that kills for loving. Alas, when more you say you'll never live, some bloody passion shakes your very frame. Is that all tense? But yet I hold thy hope they do not point on me.
Peace to me still. That handkerchief which I so loved and gave thee, thou gavest to catch it all.
No, by my life and soul. Send for the man and ask him.
Sweet soul, take heed. Take heed of perjury. Thou art on thy deathbed.
Oh, but not yet too dark.
Presently, therefore confess thee freely of thy sin. For to deny each article with oath cannot remove nor choke the strong conception that I do groan withal. Thou art to die. I say amen.
And you have mercy too. I never did offend you in my life. Never loved Cassio, but with such general warranty of heaven as I might love. I never gave him token.
By heaven, I saw my handkerchief in his hand. Oh, perjured woman, thou dost stone my heart and make me call what I intend to do a murder which I thought a sacrifice. I saw the handkerchief.
He found it then. I never gave it him. Send for him hither. Let him confess and prove.
He hath confessed. That he hath loved thee.
Oh.
Unlawful. Aye.
He will not
stop. No, his mouth is stopped. Honest Iago has ten order for it.
Oh, my fear interprets. What is he dead?
Had all his years been lives, my great revenge had started for them all.
Alas, he is betrayed and I undone.
Ouch, tell me, reach out for him to my face.
Oh, banish me, my lord, but kill me not.
Damn, frubbit.
Kill me tomorrow, let me live tonight.
Nay, to strive.
At half an hour.
Being done, there is no cure.
All I say, one prayer.
It is too late.
My lord! What ho, my lord!
What noise is this? Not dead. Not yet quite dead. I was uncruel and yet merciful. I would not have thee linger in thy pain. So.
What ho, my lord! My lord!
What's that?
Oh, good, my lord, I would speak a word with you.
Yes. By and by. He's dead. It's like she comes to speak of Cassio's death. The noise was high. No more moving. Still as the grave.
My lord!
Shall she come in? Good. I think she stirs again. No.
My lord!
insupportable. Oh, heavy hour. Methinks it should be now a huge eclipse of sun and moon, that the frighted globe should yearn at alteration.
I do beseech you that I may speak with you, good my lord.
I had forgot thee. Oh, come in, Amelia. Soft, by and by, let me the curtain draw. Where art thou? What's the matter with thee now?
Oh, my good lord. Yonder foul murder's done.
What now?
But now, my lord.
It is the very error of the moon. She comes from another earth that she was born makes men mad.
Cassio, my lord, have killed a young Venetian called Roderigo.
And Cassio killed?
No, Cassio is not killed.
Not Cassio killed. And murder's out of tune. And so revenge grows hot.
Alas? What cry is that? Out and alas, that was my lady's voice. Help! Help! Oh, help! Oh, lady, speak again. Sweet Desdemona, oh, sweet mistress, speak. Oh, who has done this deed?
Nobody. I myself. Commend me to my God.
Why? How should she have been murdered? You hear her say herself it wasn't
I. She said so. I must needs report the truth. Oh! The more angel she and you, the blacker devil!
She turned to folly and she was a whore.
Thou dost belie her and thou art a devil!
She was false as water.
Thou art rash as fire to say that she was false. Oh, she was heavenly true!
Cassio did top her. Ask thy husband else. Oh, I worked down beneath all depth and hill, but that I did proceed upon just grounds to this extremity.
Thy husband knew it all.
My husband?
Thy husband.
That she was false to wedlock.
I would guess you. Had she been true, if heaven would make me such another world of one entire and perfect chrysolite, and not a soul of folly.
My husband?
Aye, 'twas he that told me on her first. An honest man he is, and hates that slime that sticks on filthy deeds.
My husband?
What deed this ignorant woman, I say, thy husband?
Oh, mistress, villainy hath made mocks with love. My husband say she was false.
He, woman, I say, thy husband, dost understand the word? My friend, thy husband, honest Iago.
If he say so, may his pernicious soul rot half a grain a day. He lies to the heart. She was too fond of her most filthy bargain.
Ah.
Do thy worst. This deed of thine is no more worthy heaven than thou wast worthy her.
Peace, you abyss.
Thou hast not half the power to do me harm as I have to be hurt. Oh, gull! Oh, dolt as ignorant as dirt! Thou hast done a deed. I care not for thy sword. I'll make thee known, though I lost 20 lives. Help! Help! Oh, help! The Moor hath killed my mistress! Murder! Murder!
What is the matter? Well, how now, General?
Oh, you come, Iago. You have done well that men must lay their murders on your neck.
What is the matter?
Disprove this villain if thou beast a man. He says thou toldst him that his wife was false. I know thou didst not. Thou art not such a villain. Speak, for my heart is full.
I told him what I thought, and told no more than what he found himself was apt and true.
But did you ever tell him she was false?
I did.
You told a lie. An odious, damned lie, upon my soul, a lie! A wicked lie! She false with Cassio. Did you say with Cassio?
With Cassio, mistress. Go to charm your tongue.
I will not charm my tongue. I am bound to speak. My mistress here lies murdered in her bed.
Oh, heavens for
and
end.
Your reports have set the murder on.
Is a strange truth.
Oh, monstrous act.
Villainy. 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 I think. I smelt. Oh, villainy. I thought so then. I'll kill myself for grief. Oh, villainy, villainy.
What, are you mad? I charge you, get you home.
Good gentleman, let me have leave to speak. 'Tis proper I obey him, but not now. Perchance, Iago, I will ne'er go home. Nay, lay thee down and roar. For thou hast killed the sweetest innocent that e'er did lift up eye.
Oh, she was foul. I scarcely know you, Uncle. There lies your niece, whose breath indeed these hands of you have struck. I know this act shows horrible and grim.
Poor Desdemona. I'm glad thy father's dead. Thy match was mortal to him. And pure grief shore his old thread in twain. Did he live now, this sight would make him do a desperate turn. Yea, curse his better angel from his side and fall to reprobate.
'Tis pitiful, but yet Iago knows that she with Cassio hath the act of shame 1,000 times committed.
Cassio confessed it, and she did gratify his amorous words with that recognizance and pledge of love which I first gave her.
I saw it in his hand. It was a handkerchief, an antique token my father gave my mother.
Oh, God. Heavenly God.
Jones, hold your peace.
Drill out! Drill out, I peace! No, I will speak as liberal as the North. Let heaven and men and devils, let them all cry shame against me, yet I'll speak.
You rise and get you home.
I will not.
Why, you sword upon a woman.
Oh, thou dull moor. That handkerchief thou speakst of, I found by fortune and did give my husband. Oh. For often with a solemn earnestness, more than indeed belonged to such a trifle, he begged of me to steal.
Villainous whore!
She gave it Cassio. No, alas, I found it. And I did give my husband.
Filth, thou liest!
I have and I do not. I do not, gentlemen. Oh, murderous coxcomb, what should such a fool do with so good a wife?
Oh, there are no stones in heaven, but what share for the thunder? Precious villain!
Oh, oh.
The woman falls. Ah. Sure, he has killed his wife.
Oh, lay me by my mistress.
He's gone, but his wife's killed.
It is a notorious villain. Take you this weapon which I have here recovered from the moor. Come, guard the door without. Let him not pass, but kill him rather. I'll after that same villain, for he's a damned slave.
I am not valiant neither, but every puny whipster gets my sword. But why should honor outlive honesty? Let it go.
What did thy song bode, lady? Hark. Canst thou hear me? I will play the swan and die in music. Willow. Moor, she was chaste. She loved thee, cruel Moor. So come my soul to bliss as I speak true. So speaking as I think, alas, I die.
The sword of Spain, the icebreaker's temple. Oh, here it is.
Uncle, I must come forth.
If thou attempt it, it will cost thee dear. Thou hast no weapon, and perforce must suffer.
Look in upon me then, and speak with me, or naked as I am, I will assault thee.
What is the matter?
Behold, I have a weapon. A better never did itself sustain upon a soldier's thigh. I have seen the day that with this little arm and this good sword, I have made my way through more impediments than 20 times your stock. But oh, vain boast, who can control his fate? Tis not so now. Be not afraid, though you do see me weaponed. Here is my journey's end. Here is my butt and very sea mark of my utmost sail.
Do you go back dismayed? 'Tis a lost fear. Man but a rush against Othello's breast, and he retires. Where should Othello go? Now, how dost thou look now? Oh, ill-starred wench, pale as my soul.
When we shall meet a count, this look of thine will roll my soul from heaven. And fiends will snatch at it. Oh, even like thy chastity. Oh, cursed slave. Put me, ye devils, from the possession of this heavenly sight. Blow me about in winds, roast me in sulfur,
Wash me and skip down, count some liquid fire. Oh, Desdemon, dead. Desdemon, dead.
Where is this rash and most unfortunate man?
That's he that was Othello. Here I am.
Where is that viper? Bring the villain forth.
I look down towards his feet. But that's a thing. I cannot kill
him. Wrench your sword from him.
I bleed, sir, but not killed.
I am not sorry, neither. I'd have thee live. For in my sense, 'tis happiness to die.
Oh, thou Othello, that was once so good, fallen in the practice of a cursed slave, what shall be said to thee? This wretch hath Bart confessed his villainy. Did you and he consent in Cassio's death?
Dear General, I never gave you cause.
I do believe it, and I ask your pardon. Will you, I pray, demand that demi-devil why he hath thus ensnared my soul and body?
Demand me nothing. What you know, you know. From this time forth, I never will speak word.
What? Not to pray.
Torments will ope your lips.
Well, thou dost best. Sir, you shall understand what hath befallen, which is, I think, you know not. Here is a letter found in the pocket of the slain Roderigo, and here another. The one of them imports the death of Cassio, to be undertook by Roderigo.
Most heathenish and most gross.
Now, here's another discontented paper found in his pocket, too. And this, it seems, Roderigo meant to have sent this damned villain, but that belike Iago in the interim came in and satisfied him.
How came you, Cassio, by that handkerchief that was my wife's?
I found it in my chamber, and he himself confessed it but even now, that there he dropped it for a special purpose which wrought to his desire. There is besides in Roderigo's letter how he upbraids Iago, that he made him brave me upon the watch whereon it came that I was cast. And even but now he spake after long seeming dead, Iago hurt him. Iago set him on.
You must forsake this room and go with us. Your power and your command is taken off, and Cassio rules in Cyprus. For this slave, if there be any cunning cruelty that can torment him much and hold him long, it shall be his. You shall close prisoner rest, till that the nature of your fault be known to the Venetian state. Come, bring away.
Talk to you. A word or two before you come. I've done mistakes on service in England. No more of that. I pray you in your letters when you get these unlucky deeds relayed. Speak with me as I am. Nothing extends. Now set down out in mats. Then must you speak of one that loved not wisely, but to men. One not easily jealous, but being wrought, perplexed in the extreme. Of one whose hand, like the base Indian, threw a pearl away, richer than all of his life. One whose subdued eyes, be it on music to the melting mood, drop tears as fast as the Arabian trees their mid-syllable gum. Set you down this, and say besides that in Aleppo once, where a malignant and a turbaned Turk beat a Venetian and traduced the state,
I took by the throat the circumcised dog and spoke him thus.
Oh, bloody period.
All that is spoke is mad.
I kiss thee. Away with this. Kill myself.
The
this did I fear, but thought he had no weapon. For he was great of heart.
Oh, Spartan dog, more fell than anguish, hunger, or the sea. Look on the tragic loading of this bed. This is thy work. The object poisons sight, let it be hid. Gratiano, keep the house and seize upon the fortunes of the Moor, for they succeed on you. To you, Lord Governor, remains the censure of this hellish villain. The time, the place, the torture. Oh, enforce it. Myself will straight aboard. And to the state this heavy act, with heavier heart, relate.